Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into the story of Elite Appliance. It's this company that, well, it started pretty small, just two people in the greater Toronto area. And somehow, they've become this major force in appliance repair. Our info today, it's straight from their website, the About page, their main service page, and also this other document we found with more details. Mm-hmm. So our mission really is to unpack what makes Elite Appliance tick. You know, how do they grow so fast? What are their strategies? How do they handle customers? And like the technical side. And we'll get into some pretty bold claims, like saying they're the biggest repair service in Canada. And this promise, getting appliances fixed in hours, not days. Okay, let's peel back the layers. How does a tiny operation become this award-winning leader? It seems unusual for this industry.
It really does. And what's fascinating, like you said, isn't just that they grew, but the speed, the whole trajectory. The sources say 21 years they've been at it in the GTA. Residents, businesses, the whole lot.
Yeah.
Started with two employees. No, over 40. That's significant scaling.
40. Wow.
Yeah. And their footprint grew, too. One Toronto spot, then Oakville, and now a third one is apparently soon to be.
Mm.
They quickly became, or claimed to be, the number one service and parts provider there. Plus, they've got awards, Bosch Servicer of the Year, Samsung Servicer of the Year, multiple times.
Okay, so not just talk. They've got some recognition.
Exactly. It suggests there's something solid behind the growth.
Yeah.
You know, more than just being around for a while. A real strategy.
That is impressive growth. It makes you wonder, though, what's the magic ingredient? How did they scale up so quickly in what's usually a pretty local, fragmented business? Their About page talks a lot about their core philosophy. They mention providing a fully integrated repair service. Sounds thorough. They say it's a mix of deep industry knowledge and next-level customer care.
Mm.
And they really push this idea of staying current, staff getting the latest info, tools, training, all that.
Right. Keeping ahead of the curve.
And promising honest recommendations and dependable service. So what does this actually mean for you, the person calling them? How does this philosophy give them an edge?
Well, I think it's that fully integrated part combined with the training.
Yeah.
That's key. Think about how fast appliances change now. Smart tech, new features all the time.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So just knowing how to fix older stuff isn't enough. You need to be constantly learning, adapting. Their focus seems to be on being ready for whatever new thing comes out.
So it's proactive, not reactive.
Exactly. And that next level customer care and honest recommendations, that's not just fluff. It builds trust. You get repeat business, people tell their friends. That's huge for growth in a service industry like this.
Right. Word of mouth.
Yeah. It seems they get that the actual repair is just one piece of the puzzle for the customer. The whole experience matters.
Okay. So growth, philosophy, check. But let's get down to brass tacks, the repair itself. How good are their technicians? What do the sources say about their actual skills?
Uh-huh.
Because they claim their expertise runs deep. It says technicians are trained and factory certified by all major appliance manufacturers.
That is a strong claim.
Yeah. And look at the list of things they fix. Washers, dryers, stackables, ranges, ovens, fridges, dishwashers, microwaves, cooktops, freezers, vent hoods, even wine coolers. It's basically everything in a modern kitchen and laundry room.
And if you connect that back, that factory certified by all major manufacturers bit is really telling.
How so?
It means these aren't just general handymen, you know? They've likely had specific training from the companies that made the appliance. Bosch, Samsung, Whirlpool, whoever.
Ah, okay. So they know the quirks of each brand.
Precisely. They might have access to special diagnostic tools, the latest repair manuals, specific techniques maybe, stuff an independent guy might not have.
Right.
So for you, the customer, that should mean, ideally, a quicker diagnosis, a more accurate fix.
And probably using the right parts.
Yes, exactly. Genuine or approved parts, which helps the appliance last longer. It's a real investment in their people that pays off in quality.
Okay, now this is where it gets really interesting for me, how they actually deliver, especially that speed promise. The more details Doc makes this, well, frankly, an audacious claim.
Mm-hmm.
Elite Appliance says they are the largest appliance repair service in all of Canada and probably even North America. Largest.
It's a huge claim. Staggering, really.
So how could they possibly back that up? What's the operational engine behind this?
Well, the sources point to their scale and efficiency as being their sort of secret weapon, the thing that enables the speed. They talk about having the best software designed specifically for this industry.
Custom software.
Seems like it. Not just off-the-shelf stuff. Think of it like like air traffic control for repairs. It tracks inventory, knows exactly where technicians are, manages warranty versus COD jobs, returns, accounting. The works.
Okay, so super organized.
Highly organized. It likely optimizes routes, maybe even matches technician skills and certifications to specific jobs.
And maybe checks if the part needed is actually in stock before sending someone.
You have to assume so. And that ties into the next piece. A centralized office with dedicated customer support reps answering phones.
So you actually talk to someone.
Right. And then the massive warehouse contains all the replacement parts imaginable.
Okay, that sounds like a game changer. Think about waiting weeks for a part for your fridge.
Exactly. That warehouse directly tackles the biggest bottleneck in this business. Parts delay.
So if they have the part on hand,
they can cut down repair time dramatically. This whole system, the software, the warehouse, the call center, that seems to be how they make that promise.
You will get your appliance repaired in hours instead of days. It's like a logistics optimization for fixing washing machines.
That's a good way to put it. It's supply chain thinking applied to home services.
Does it create any problems, though? Being so big and centralized, losing the local touch?
That's always a risk with scale, isn't it?
Right.
But the dedicated call center and the software providing transparency might be their way of trying to counter that. Balancing efficiency with accessibility.
And this whole setup isn't just in Toronto, right? They've expanded this model.
Correct. They're operating in multiple big Ontario cities now. Toronto, Hamilton, Ottawa, and London.
Wow.
And they provide specific local phone numbers for each city.
Hmm.
Which is smart. Feels more local.
Yeah, it does.
Plus physical addresses in each area too. Concord for Toronto, Burlington for Hamilton, Gloucester for Ottawa, and one in London.
So they have actual bases there, not just sending people from Toronto.
It seems that way. These likely act as dispatch hubs, maybe hold some local parts inventory, supporting that quick deployment across a pretty wide area.
Makes sense. And their hours seem decent too.
Yeah, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. That's a long day. And Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., closed Sundays.
So pretty convenient for most people's schedules.
Definitely offers flexibility. And they've got the online stuff too. Service request forms, reviews, pages, links to Facebook and Twitter. They're accessible.
Right. So this whole network, the consistent hours, it all feeds back into that core promise of fast repairs across their service regions.
It really does. It shows they've thought about customer convenience from multiple angles, location, timing, communication. It's all part of the strategy.
Okay. So let's sort of wrap this up. We've seen Elite Appliance go from this tiny two-person team to a major regional player. Seems like their success is built on, well, a few key pillars. Rapid growth, definitely.
Yeah. Strategic growth.
Right. And this dual focus, deep technical skill with those factory certifications.
And that commitment to customer care.
Yeah.
The next level stuff.
Plus the sheer breadth of appliances they cover. It's pretty comprehensive.
Very broad service offering.
And then the engine underneath it, all that super efficient operation. The custom software, the huge parts warehouse.
The operational backbone enabling the speed.
Which lets them make that incredibly bold promise, repairs in hours, not days. So here's a final thought for you listening. What could it really mean for any business that provides a service to invest so heavily in both sides of the coin? The technical back end, the software, the inventory, and the human front end, the certified experts, the customer care focus. Could that combination be the key to not just growing, but truly dominating a market and maybe fundamentally changing customer expectations around speed and quality? It suggests the future of service isn't just about the service itself, but about optimizing absolutely everything around it. Something to think about. Until next time on The Deep Dive.